Your ensemble, what a blessing. Good songs. And praise the Lord for that. Psalm 68, book of Psalms 68. Psalm 68. And this psalm was a song for transporting the Ark of the Covenant. And you can see that in the words. We'll read just several verses out of here, but that is what this psalm is about. As the Ark of the Covenant is being transported, the people are praising God and they're singing. And I don't know of any better way to praise the Lord than singing. I know we can praise the Lord without singing. We had a time of praise during our men's prayer time, time of testimony and praising the Lord. A lot of things were mentioned and answers to prayer in that, but one of the best ways to praise the Lord is to sing, and one of the best ways to rejoice is to sing. Sometimes we'll look out and see folks that are not singing, and I think, I wonder what's wrong. I know that as the people were singing this song, as the ark is being transported, and they're thinking of God, and they're talking about their enemy being destroyed and all of that, I know the people are rejoicing and praising the Lord. And I think as Thanksgiving, of course, is just a few days away, we cannot thank God too much. It's just not possible for us. It is not possible. Psalm 68:1, it says, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Yah. And rejoice before him." And then our text is in verse 19. "Blessed be the Lord God, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Selah. Father, I pray that you bless the preaching tonight. And thank you for all the beautiful music, the offertory, the choir, the specials, the children's song. Lord, just such a blessing. And I pray that it's just got us prepared for what you have for us from your word. Please challenge us and teach us and guide us. And Lord, help me to say what needs to be said. Give me your power and work in our hearts, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Two words in the title tonight: daily benefits. That's a remarkable thing to me. Daily benefits. I mean, our God, he doesn't go week by week. He goes day by day. Yay, really, I mean, minute by minute, moment by moment, he benefits us constantly, all the time. But the scripture especially says here, who daily, and I like the next word, loadeth us with benefits. I mean, he loads us with benefits every day. I want to testify tonight that every day is good because God gives us daily benefits. You know, the world has tried to take away Thanksgiving and really, just like all holidays. I mean, now, again, and this has been going on for several years now, Christ being removed from Christmas, the Xmas and Xing Christ out, and now boldly, I mean, you know, you can't say the name of Jesus in the public schools, you can't say Jesus in public meetings, and you can't pray in Jesus' name, and you know, it's just, we shouldn't be shocked. And certainly, market at Christmas time is not about Jesus. It's all about, you know, making lots and lots of money in the secular world and toys and gifts and all that kind of stuff. And Thanksgiving has also gone that way in many people's hearts and minds. I often, you know, are they going to change the name? I mean, it's just like, Xmas became so popular and they're Xing Christ out of Christmas. And what will it be? Xgiving? You know? Because really, Thanksgiving, who are you going to thank? I mean, if you don't thank God, who are you going to thank? That's what Thanksgiving's all about. And again, many, many secular history books have left out the story about the pilgrims as far as them coming to serve God and worship the Lord. But we know that Thanksgiving is certainly a Christian holiday. It is a holiday because who else would you thank? Who would you thank for the air that you breathe? Who would you thank for the food that you eat? Who would you thank for the water that you drink? Who would you thank for the sun and the sky and the moon? And who would you thank for the land that we live in? Who would you thank for our freedom? Who would you thank? I mean, you know, there are some folks that have had a part. There certainly are the soldiers have had a part, and we thank them at Veterans Day, and we should thank them over and over again, those in the military, for our freedom. But ultimately, who would you thank? You have to thank God. Who would you thank, Christian, for your salvation? Who would you thank for the home that God is preparing for you in heaven, a mansion, he calls it? Who would you thank? There's no one else to thank. Well, you might thank a soul winner for telling you. You might thank that Sunday school teacher for teaching the lesson. You might thank that preacher for preaching the message. You might thank that evangelist for preaching at the camp. But ultimately, who would you thank? Well, you'd have to thank God. And so we have Thanksgiving. Last week I preached from Psalm 40 in verse 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And you know, sometimes we forget about that, but certainly you say there's not a lot to thank God for this year. You could thank Him for that. Amen? I mean, you really could. And, you know, you look out in a crowd like this and probably about every sin is represented here. And yet, God saved us. God pulled us out of the pit. God set our feet on the rock and established our goings. Don't forget the pit that you came out of. And so 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Many people are looking for the will of God. Many people say, I want to know the will of God. Well, right there it is. There's one thing that is very, very clear. God doesn't have to write it across the sky because He wrote it in His Word. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God. And if you're not giving thanks to God, then you are not doing God's will. If you're not giving thanks to God for the good things, if you're not thanking God for the bad things, if you're not being thankful tonight, then you're not doing God's will. Now, David here is rejoicing with the people. I mean, the ark of God is being transported. I love the way it starts. I love how it starts out. Let God arise, they say. Let God arise. I was reading that and I got pretty fired up and I thought, hey, why don't you let God arise in your heart tonight? Why don't you let God arise in your mind tonight where you think about Him? Let God arise in your mouth tonight so you speak the things of God. Let God arise in your actions tonight so instead of people seeing us, they see Jesus. Let God arise tonight in your life. And I'll tell you, if you let God arise tonight, you'll certainly thank Him for whatever He does in your life. I think about all the folks that would say tonight, well, I don't really have anything to rejoice about. I think about folks that, you know, the thing is, David here is rejoicing. David here is praising God. And there's so much he's thinking about to be thankful for. But I'm going to tell you when our real character shows. It's what we do when we have a broken heart. I mean, seriously, to find out what kind of a Christian we are, it's not when everything's going well. It's when our heart's broken. It's when things don't work the way that we thought they would. And you can really tell the character of a person not when they're up, but when they're down and when things are not going well. Do they gripe at God or do they praise God? Do they complain about things or do they thank God for all things that He brings into their life? Psalm 150, verse 6 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. You say, preacher, you think little critters praise the Lord? I didn't say it. God said it in the Psalms. And I suppose the cricket might. I suppose the grasshopper does. I guess the ant must. I guess maybe even spiders do. I don't know if they breathe or not. Do they breathe? I guess they do. I suppose the cow does. Amen. Amen. Right before they get butchered, they praise the Lord. Amen. I suppose all those little deer that you shot out there, well, actually, there weren't too many shot out of this group. One. Maybe there were more we don't know about. And but Bible says if you breathe, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I feel sorry for Christians who can't do that. And I feel sorry for folks who kind of mope along in life and in their Christianity. There's several teenagers like that. I kind of watch and you just kind of mope along in life. You mope along at church. You mope along in school. You mope along while we sing. You mope along and, it's just kind of, I feel sorry for you because you ought to praise God. Amen. There's so much to praise God for. And maybe you just need to get right with God so you can praise Him. Psalm 113:3, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. And you look at our verse here, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. Verse 3, but let the righteous be glad. Amen. Are you glad tonight? Are you glad? Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Oh, but what would people say? I'm not rejoicing before people. I'm rejoicing before God. You know, some folks, you say, did I? And every now and then somebody will give a testimony and they'll say, well, did I embarrass you, preacher? Or did I say something wrong? I said, no, I tell you, God was very pleased with what you said. You know why? You praised Him. I don't think you can praise God wrong. I don't think you can thank God wrong. I don't think you can, you say, yeah, but I giggled when I gave. We ought to giggle a little more. We ought to be happy a little bit more. Bible says, let him be glad. He said, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. We don't see it much. You know, there's things we don't like. There's things that we're not real happy with. I went to the eye doctor again, and now I get to put another drop. I haven't been putting drops in my left eye for a long time, but now the pressures are starting to go up in that, and so I have to add a drop to that. But I stopped as the doctor. In fact, I told the doctor. He said, well, he said, that pressure's up. He's a good guy. He really is a good doctor. And he said, well, that pressure's up. That's two times in a row now. That pressure's been up. And I just looked at him. I said, you want me to put another drop in, or you want me to start putting a drop in that eye, don't you? And he goes, yeah, I didn't want to tell you that. I said, boy, I thank God for my drops. You say, preacher, that's a pain. And I learned a long time ago. I used to put drops in my eyes and made my eyes red. I looked like a drunk. Really. I mean, it was bad. I'd come to church and folks would look at me like, what is wrong with you? You know, I mean, they'd be so red. But you know what? Those kept me from going blind. You say, I don't like my medication. But if it's keeping you alive, you ought to be friends with it pretty quick. You know, I don't like my glasses. Well, if they help you see, that's a pretty good thing. Amen. I don't like going to the dentist and that puffy lip and everything. Well, have you ever tried the drill without the puffy lip? People do it. You've done it, Rob. It's no fun, is it? I mean, seriously, tell the dentist the next time, don't numb my mouth. One time I was saying, well, here we go. Because you get numb, especially in the front, and you try to drink coffee and it's all over you. You know, you just don't know it's there, and it's hot, and you don't know it burns till when it all unnumbs, and then it burns, but just tell your dentist next. Just say, look, I don't want to have a numb mouth. Go ahead and drill it. Oh my! When he hits that nerve, you'll wish your mouth was numb. But there's a lot of things we complain about. We complain about getting old, but what's the option? I mean, seriously, you tell God next time, Lord, I don't want to get old and find yourself like this. That is the option. We're not going to get young. God, please reverse everything. And then you'd be like this in a crib. Dan was giving a testimony tonight, and I couldn't help but think about this, he's being so busy. He's real busy. And then he said, but what's the option to that? And he was praising the Lord about it. But maybe you're here. You say, I'm just too busy. I wish I wasn't so busy. Well, you could not have a job. I'll tell you another way that is instant not busy is be in the hospital. Not a whole lot going on there. I'm not talking about the workers. I'm talking about the folks laying there. Another way not to be busy is be in a casket. Now, they're putting drawers in caskets. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if you're supposed to pull that thing open later. Something about that bothers me. There's no light. I hope you kind of know what's in there. Text says, blessed be the Lord God, or blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. We have it so good. We have it so good, folks. We really do. The average factory worker in Japan makes less than those on welfare in the United States of America. Do you understand that? I want you to think a little bit about that. We have a church. Thank God for a church. Thank God. We just saw 54 teenagers trust Christ as Savior in our youth explosion. We saw over the summer in Vacation Bible School, the Fair Ministry, hundreds of people come to Christ. We've baptized quite a few folks here lately, and many people don't ever see that. Thank God for bus ministry. Thank God for buses. I heard our bus blew up. Yeah, I heard the motor's gone. Yeah. Yeah, thank God for the fact that we know that's not going to be the end. It's going to happen. God's going to bless. We're going to run buses. We're going to pick up people. Why? Because God loves that ministry. I mean, it's thank God for knowing that. Thank God for when Kelvin tells me, Pastor, you know, we just lost our bus and we just had another one in 1 week. Two buses. Looks like both of them are down. But really, it was one of those things where I say, well, praise the Lord. He knows what he's doing. Here's what I think, and I know, you know, I'm one of these that sees the glass half full all the time. But here's what I think: he has better buses out there for us. I think he has a deal for us. I really do, and I believe that. And I believe God has it all figured out. He has it all planned. Thank God that a lot of you feel the same way. Amen. Thank God that it's not a bunch of folks that are going to sit back and go,
well, that's what happened. Guess God forgot about us.
I'm telling you, God's good. He's always good. He's good to me. He's good to you. He's good to every one of us. Amen. If you're right with God, you don't have to make yourself thankful. It just happens. It's automatic. You know, David here is rejoicing from the bottom of his heart. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. I don't think we'd have to, with David and his bunch here, I don't think we'd have to say, well, has anybody got a testimony? I think David would, you know, he'd just start right in. And I think others all around him, they'd all start right in. Boy, God's good. Look what God did. Look what God did. And I hope that around your house during this season and all the time, folks are just ready to praise God for something. Because there's so much to praise Him for. And he daily loadeth us with benefits. Now, loadeth us with benefits. Let me give you just some of those. I just wrote some things down. The first thing is we get a daily pardon. A daily pardon. In verse 19, it says that blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Verse 20, he that is our God is the God of salvation. And that God gives us a daily pardon. I used to play Monopoly, and it's been a long time since I played Monopoly, and they had get out of jail free cards. Remember those? And some of you'd like to have those, wouldn't you? But not in Monopoly. No, just kidding. But get out of jail free, and you land on the do not pass go, do not collect $200 and go to jail, you're in trouble, and then you'd pull that thing out and you get out of jail. You know, God gives us every day, we just have a pardon pass. Amen. It's just a pardon. You say, well, why would we? I thought when you get saved, you're saved. Oh, you are. But you blow it every day. Every day. One of my daily benefits that God gives me is a daily pardon. I'm pardoned from my sin. And if I mess up, I'm pardoned. And that sin is under the blood of Jesus Christ. My past sin, my present sin, all my future sin, it's under the blood of Jesus Christ. We have a daily pardon. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. When's the last time you thanked God for that? Look at Jeremiah 5 and verse 7. Jeremiah 5, 7. Back in the Old Testament, just a few books ahead of Psalms. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 7. Here's a good question that's asked. Now keep your place in the Psalms. Jeremiah 5, 7. How shall I pardon thee for this? By the way, that question could be you and me. It could be us. Look what he says. Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. Boy, that happens all the time, doesn't it? Do you know the first time you turn to anything but God, you're choosing another God? When I had fed them to the full, could that be said about us? Oh, sure it could. They then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. That's not good. And that could be said about us. Here's what he says. How shall I pardon thee for this? Truth of the matter is, he shouldn't. I mean, it doesn't seem like he would. We're not talking about doing wrong once. We're talking about doing wrong, the next day doing wrong, and then the next day doing wrong, and then another day we do wrong, and often several times in the day doing wrong, and he gives us a pardon. But how? The question is asked in Jeremiah, how shall I pardon thee for this? Look at Psalm 25, verse 11. Here's why we should be so thankful. Psalm 25 and verse 11. How? Oh, here's how. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. It's his name's sake. That's how. That's how I'm pardoned. It's his name. The devil accuses. Oh, yes. But Jesus is my propitiation. The devil accuses. Oh, but Jesus died for me. The devil, hey, when he accuses, he's right. We did it. How shall I pardon thee? Oh, it's in my name. Yeah, just tell him who your father is. You sinned, boy! He's my father. He's my father. Pardon. You say, that doesn't sound fair. It's not. It's grace for us. Yeah, what a benefit daily. And we need it. 1 Corinthians 6:11, for ye are washed. Such were some of you, but ye are washed. Such were some of you, such were some of us, but ye are washed. Amen. Daily pardon. Daily pardon. What a blessing that is. And with that, I'm not going to hell. I'm going to heaven. With that, I have a Bible. I have a church. I have friends. Honestly, if you're not thankful for your salvation today, you don't know what it is. You don't understand what it is if you can't say, God, thank you for a daily pardon. Number two is daily preservation. In Psalm 103, verse 3, the Bible says, he healeth all thy diseases. You know, I didn't die today. Neither did you. Isn't that something? You say, how do you know? There's a little spot there on your wrist. If you touch it just right, you can feel a pulse. It's proof you're alive. It's hard for me to find mine. There's times I try to find mine and I say, Lord, am I dead? So I go to the neck. Usually I can feel it there. Yep, there it is. Or if you can't find a pulse, if you can stand it, you're alive. I know. I'm amazed at what people say many times and Christians say many times. You know, well, God just hadn't done anything for me. You're alive. Amen. Do you know how many diseases are out there? I started to say running around out there. They're floating around all over the place. Do you know where they are? They're all over the place. I mean, now have you noticed all the hand cleaner things everywhere you go? Everywhere. I mean, you can't go some, you know, we'll probably eventually, federal law will say that we have to have hand cleaners at every door. Can you see it? We'll have to have hand cleaners at the altar. We'll have to have hand cleaners. If you're going to have a handshake in time, well, we didn't this morning. Anyway, but we'll have to have hand cleaners everywhere. You know, because there's disease there. People have germs, and they're nasty germs. People are dying from them. You didn't. It's daily preservation. Did you know, seriously, you did not get hit by a semi-truck today. Isn't that a blessing? I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, that seems like that'd be, I mean, it'd be quick. How many times has God stopped that from happening? How many times have you not driven off the bridge into the water? How many times, you say, well, I every time. Yeah, that's my point. How many times has your house not burnt down? Yeah, you say, thank God for it. Yeah. But I just gave you something. Why is it we wait till something bad comes and then we gripe instead of while all the good's happening, we don't praise God? Daily preservation. You won't die until you do. You ought to write that down. Do you understand? You say, well, He doesn't always heal us. Oh, He always heals us. Always. I'm telling you. You say, yeah, but I know somebody has cancer. Oh, I've got news for you. He always heals His people. Always. You say, well, didn't you just do a funeral for somebody just recently? He's healed. He is perfectly healed. In fact, He's in better shape than He's ever been in all His life. He always heals. Always. You say, well, preacher, you mean if I die of cancer, I'm healed? You are. Yeah, if you're saved, He'll either heal you here or heal you there, but you're healed. You say, you really look at things weird, don't you? No, I'm trying to get you to praise God. I'm trying to get you to look at it the right way. Amen. I mean, God gives wisdom. God gives knowledge to doctors. God helps them, but they don't know. They don't know. There's so much they don't know. But He knows. Do you know that I've never lost one second sleep about AIDS? I'm not worried about AIDS. Huh? I'm not. Yeah. Daily preservation. Isn't it something? You get the flu, but you get over it. Isn't it amazing? You get bronchitis, but you get over it. Isn't it something? You have strep throat, but you get over it. You get a gallon of pink stuff and drink it down. Amen. You get over it. I mean, what a blessing. Every day. Every day. The thing, why don't you look at this? What didn't you get? What didn't you get? I mean, here we are. We just met today. We all got together. And I heard some folks coughing. I heard a couple of sneezes. Every now and then somebody let out a big old sneeze and it sounds moist. And I often think about the person in front of them, or I think about if they cover their hands when I shake their hand. Oh yeah, I stay away from people. Why? It's everywhere. Poof. It's all over the place. You say, I'm never coming to church again. But see, God takes care of all that. That's my point. You say, well, what if I get the flu? You will if you do. But you know what? You'll get over it. I'm not trying to get you sick. I don't want you to be sick. I'm just saying, you didn't get sick. You didn't break your leg today? Huh? You didn't have your eye poked out? Yeah. Isn't that great? When is the last time you just stopped and thanked God for what didn't happen? That could have happened. There have been days I sprained my ankle. It's been a long time. You have to be active. Typically, you don't sprain your ankle pushing down on the accelerator. But I'm just, you know, what a blessing. You know, daily, every day, day after day after day, nasty germs are in the air. And I go, oh, and breathe them in and they get in my lungs and they do their thing in there. And God says, not now. Disease comes into my body and it gets in there and the blood attacks and the blood says, we're doomed. And God says, not now. Isn't that good? broken leg, it comes into my life, and God says, not now, and I don't trip and fall. Car wreck comes into my life, and here it is, head on, and God says, stop, not now. Fella falls asleep at the wheel of his car, he's headed right for me, head on collision, and right before he gets there, God smacks him upside the head, says, not now. He wakes up. And you know what? It happens all the time. He said, what if I do get sick? You'll be sick. But he'll heal you. He always does. He always does. What if I do have my eye poked out? You'll use the other one. Number three, daily protection. David looks back to the past. I think about David. He looks back and he thinks, okay, God helped me kill a lion. Notice God didn't kill the lion. God helped him kill the lion. Yeah, read it. Read David when he goes to fight Goliath and they're looking for his qualifications. He said, I whooped a lion, I whooped a bear. It's in the Hebrew. You know, but wait a minute. How did he do that? Well, God helped him. That's how he did it. God protected him. You say he could have been eaten. He could have, and if he would have, he would have been. Well, what would have happened? Well, he'd have gone through the lion's digestive tract, I guess. What do you mean? What does it matter? He'd be in heaven. That's what would happen. But he wasn't. Daily protection. He said, I killed a bear. He said, I killed Goliath. He can't kill Goliath. He can't whoop Goliath ever. Except with God. That's how it happens. Psalm 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And it's just like our preservation from sickness and accidents and all of that. God gives us daily protection from the enemy. Do you think that since the Bible says the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour, do you think that's not true? God said that's what it is. Okay, have you ever wondered why he doesn't devour you? You ever think about it? I think God sprays, the devil's coming, he's about to devour you, and God sprays heavenly jalapeno sauce all over you. And the devil says, and he walks away. He's walking around. He's looking for somebody to chew up. Okay, why didn't he chew you up? Why didn't he whoop you? Why didn't he stomp on you? I mean, you and I, we mess up constantly. Because God protects us. That's why. Yeah. The devil's always out to get us. He's always out to kill us. He's always out to ruin our lives. All the time he's doing that. But God, every day, God protects us. Every day. He even protects us from ourselves. Every day. Daily pardon. Daily preservation. Daily protection. Number four, daily pleasure. Every day. Psalm 119, 162. Psalm 119, 162. And many verses. I'm skipping over some things. Psalm 119, 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Daily pleasure. That's in the Word of God. Isn't that good? Psalm 100. Keep thinking about that right there. I got a little more to say about that. But look at Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Yeah, that's daily pleasure. That's enjoying yourself. That's enjoying life. Amen. That's like the psalmist said in Psalm 119. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. You know what that's like? We had three great testimonies during men's prayer time, and I didn't know they were going to say, didn't know this was going to happen, but throughout the week, and I won't mention any names, but one person, they were going along the road, and they found a buck knife, a real nice knife, and God let them find a knife. And another person, they were out soul winning, and came across a house where there'd been an eviction, and all kinds of nice things were out there in a big old pile, and they could go through and get some of those things, and God rewarded them for going soul winning. Amen. Isn't that good? And another person was out where they work, and in the trash was a very, very nice dry erase board just sitting there waiting for them to take it home and use it. And it had the word trash written on it, and it wasn't trash. Yeah. Yeah. And I could just see these people and watch them as they see that and woohoo, look what I got. Boy, this is good. And they're all excited about that. And they were certainly excited given those testimonies. And the psalmist said, and when I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. It's like he's reading his Bible. And he said, look what I found. Boy, boy, look at this. I hope nobody comes along and takes this. Hey, man, I want to keep this. This is good stuff. Yeah. See, that's every day. It's every day you read your Bible. Amen. And you know, you thank God for friends, true Christian friends. You know, people that really love you. Praise the Lord. A friend who will help. A friend who will talk with you. A friend that cares about you. What a blessing that is. And you thank God for a spouse. You know, daily pleasure. I'm having more fun with my wife now than we've ever had. And we've always had fun. We've always had a great time. And I guess some folks think we're old. Every now and then a teenager says, you're old. And I'm having a ball. I'm having a great time, honestly. I have no complaints. Daily. Every day. Fellow one time, I've told this before. Fellow went to a real estate broker and he said, look, he said, I want to sell my house. I want to get a better house. We're getting old. We want to retire and live in the house we're going to live in the rest of our lives. And he said, you know, we want a better house. And so he told the realtor, he says, here's our house. Here's what we have. And you write an ad and everything. Well, before the real estate broker put the ad in the paper, he told the guy, he said, look, I want to read this back to you and make sure everything's there and you understand what it is. And so the broker read the details of the house that this person wanted to sell so they could get a better one. And as he's reading it, the fellow's listening and listening and listening. He reads about the three bedrooms, two baths, and describes the living room, describes the setting and all that kind of stuff. And after a while, finally, the fellow looked at him. He said, wait a minute. He said, listen, he said, I'm really sorry. He said, I've made a huge mistake. You've just described the perfect house for my wife and I. Yeah. He said, I think we'll keep it. Count your blessings tonight. Count your blessings. Think of all the good things. All the pleasure daily that God gives. What in the world would you do if the sun didn't come up in the morning? Oh, there'd be a panic, wouldn't there? I mean, there would be a panic. People'd pray then, wouldn't they? They'd be in church then. But when is the last time you thank God that the sun came up? The pleasure of the sun coming up. The pleasure of the snow melting. Yeah, you thought I was going to say the pleasure of it snowing. You got to praise God for that too, because there's always that hope for a snow day, right? Yeah, it's always fun when there's snow day possibilities and kids are all, you know, they're watching out the window and there's just something about that that's exciting. I mean, not the kids, the teachers. But let me give you the last thing, and that is a daily provision, and you knew that was coming. Daily provision. Actually, it's not the last thing. I do have one more thing, but it'll be real short. But, you know, every day. You know the reason we forget God? Because we're too consumed with ourselves. That is it, really. That is our problem. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy 8. What a great passage here. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know what man doth not, that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. See what God's talking about, how he took care of them? But now, look, if you will, at verse 10. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Now, you see that? When thou hast eaten and art full. When's the last time on Thanksgiving Day after you stuffed your face full of food? And I mean, you're miserable. When's the last time you stopped after you ate and thanked God? When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. That would be the God that pulled us up out of that pit, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. See, we forget God because we're so consumed with ourselves. But he said, when you're full, bless the Lord. Thank the Lord. We always think about that first Thanksgiving, and we always think about, you know, all that food at the table and everything. But I want to remind you, there's a little graveyard out there, and there's a whole lot of people buried in it. And the people that are eating are thanking God they made it. Yeah. And they're thanking God because they can thank God. And nobody's going to put them in jail for thanking God. Yeah. And boy, they're eating. And the meal that they had was certainly nothing like the meals we will eat. Certainly not like the meal they would have had in their home country of England. But they were free. And they made it. We have a lot of boneheads today telling us the Constitution's not to guarantee religious freedom. That's what our country's built on. They survived physically. We take that for granted. But every day, you go to bed and you're able to say, good night, John boy. Understand this. You survived physically. You made it. And as you curl up under your heating blanket with your furnace going in your nice, comfortable bed, why wouldn't you stop and say, God, you're so good. You're just so good. Psalm 84:11, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. If you're not thankful, if you're not praising the Lord, you're not walking uprightly. The last thing is daily power every day. Every day, daily power. Back in Deuteronomy 8, verse 17, he says, Thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. Look what he says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. You ever wonder why your business is still open? You ever wonder why that guy that signed your paycheck is still your boss? You ever wonder what kept them going? You ever stop and think it might be God? When's the last time you prayed for your company to stay open? Well, I know you pray for a raise and you pray for overtime, but how about praying for them to stay open? Daily power. It's God that makes it all happen. It's God that gives you overtime. It's God. Boy, I sure am lucky. Fooey, fooey, fooey. I feel like a Chinese preacher. Phooey. How about Deuteronomy, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Power for today. I don't know how I'm going to make it. You don't have to know now. Wait till it comes. You'll know then. Because he gives power. He gives strength as you need it on that day. Oh, you know, I'm going in for such and such surgery. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it or not. You're going to handle it. You'll be fine. You know why? Because he'll help you to handle it. Because as thy days, so shall thy strength be. I guess I say all that to say, daily loadeth us with benefits. That's our God. You have something to thank him for? You might want to sit down and just make a list. First thing at the top, I did not die today. I have survived every disease that's come my way. Isn't that great? Think of all the possibilities of disease you've survived. Praise the Lord. The devil didn't chew my leg off today. That's a convenient thing. He didn't destroy my life today. Praise the Lord. Don't forget what God's done. Daily loadeth us with benefits. September 15th, 1923, Japan was struck with a huge earthquake and fires broke out everywhere. 300,000 died during that earthquake and the fire that followed. And America rebuilt Japan. America gave them time, gave them money, gave them people to rebuild most of what was destroyed. The Emperor of Japan said this. He said, Japan will never forget what America's done for us. And 18 years later, they attacked Pearl Harbor. In America, Hawaii. I think about that and I think, how could they? And then I think of myself. And I think of us. How could we possibly forget all that God's done? Let's bow our heads, please. Daily benefits. How many tonight would say, Preacher, God has spoken to my heart about something? I'd like you to pray for me. Raise your hand all over. Just slip it up. God's speaking to my heart. I wonder if there's someone here who'd say, Preacher, I'm not even sure if I'm saved. If I died tonight, I don't know if I'd go to heaven. Please pray for me that I'd get that settled. Anyone, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. Don't know. I don't know. Thank you. God bless you. Father, bless the invitation now. And again, I'd ask you to help us to remember all that you've done for us. And it's not just one time, though I remember the day I got saved like it were yesterday. Lord, I'm sorry that I've forgotten every day. All these years, every day, you gave me blessings, benefits. You loaded me down with great, great things. Thank you. Thank you. Help us to be thankful. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. 280 in your hymnals, 280, softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling. If you have something you need to pray about tonight, if you're not sure you're saved, you come. We'll show you how to know for sure you're saved. If you're already a Christian and God's speaking to your heart, you come tonight. Pray about the decision God's laid on your heart. Come on, right now. Amen. All right. Well, y'all have a lot of folks going out of town. I know some are leaving. Pray for people travel. A lot of people are traveling long distances, college students, their families, a lot of things going on. So be sure and pray for our folks, that God will keep them safe and will bless them. And there will be a lot of great family get-togethers. And be back with us Wednesday if you're here. And we'll look forward to hearing Pastor Nathan Carpenter. And that'll be a blessing. And he's doing well. He's excited. And his parents, I know, are excited about him as well. So let's close in prayer. Brother Glenn, would you close in prayer for us, please?